subject, am I overprotective or just evil? Stephen Shirley, I consider myself to be a loving mother, and I know my kids adore me. A little over a year or two ago, my husband's daughter came to live with us, and I treated her as I did my own kids. She decided she missed her mom and wanted to return to her mom, which was cool. The problem came when I went through her room and I found that she had written a lot of mean letters about my son, wishing he was dead or that he was a stranger so she could kill him. I love both my kids, but my son is my firstborn, and there is a bond that I have with him that I can't get away from. I love my little girl just as much, but there is something about the firstborn that I can't explain. Since discovering my husband's daughter's true feelings, my feelings for her are no longer the same. I feel a great deal of hatred towards her, and I don't speak to her. I plan to make myself and my kids disappear for a week or two, if and when she comes to visit. My husband does not seem to understand, but he is not watching the children's interaction like I am. He doesn't seem to see that when she comes around. She speaks to my daughter, but acts as if my son is not there. I don't force my kids to stay away from her, but I do tell them they don't have to speak to people they don't want to. I find it frustrating that she goes out of her way to ignore my son. Am I being overprotective or am I just evil? Wow. This is a crazy letter. And no, I don't think you're evil or overprotective. I just don't think you, let me put it this way. I think you should just handle it a little differently. But who is this little girl though? she wants your son dead and wishes he were a stranger so she could kill him. Now that's evil. We want to talk evil. That's evil. I'm a mom. I'm sure mothers, parents everywhere are shocked at hearing this. But I do think you and your husband need to talk to this little girl and find out what's wrong with her. Where is this coming from? You don't give their ages. I'm assuming they're teens or preteens or something. Your husband, who seems to be in denial, ignoring this problem, has to open up his ears and eyes so you guys can deal with his daughter effectively. Is she feeling slighted or left out? Does she need more attention? I don't know. You have to be the adult here, though, the parents. The silent treatment, that's not working. That doesn't get your point across. She doesn't know what that's about. She doesn't know that you went in her room and read that stuff. You're going to have to put this out on the table and deal with it. Let her know by talking to her, by interacting with her. And of course, watch her if she does come back to the house. She might need some counseling. Steve?
Wow. This little damn girl got to go. See, here's the one thing you cannot do. You cannot let a mother know that you want to kill her baby.
Right there.
Right.
You just can't let that out the bag. You got to keep that a secret. Keep it to yourself. You must either kill the boy quickly, but you can't let her find out. Now, here's your problem. She wanted to go back with her mama. You said, cool. You know, she missed her mom. You treated her like yours. But you went through her room and found that she had wrote a lot of mean letters about my son, wishing he was dead. Or that he was a stranger, so she could kill him.
See, right there.
This don't sound spooky to you?
Yes.
See, I find some letters about anybody been staying at my house. Want to kill anybody else that stay at my house. We finna do this right now. I'm thinking children of the corn.
Oh.
Carrie, that white girl came there and killed everybody.
Oh, that girl scared me.
At the prom.
Yeah.
Oh, that little white girl on that orphan.
Oh.
Oh, Esther.
Oh, that little retarded looking baby doll, Chucky.
That's a doll.
I never understood how Chucky was whooping this much ass. I don't understand how Chucky is whooping these people's ass like this. You was a damn doll.
And it's a movie.
I'm going to tell you. You know, they over there looking at him, waiting on him to come to life. Well, when he just sitting there, get him.
Want to play?
Put some gas on him.
Put some gas.
Chucky would have been dead at my house. This little girl got to go. For you mess around, be making your own in-home movie. You gonna walk up to her at the bed and green vomit gonna come out of her mouth and her head gonna spin around. This is Linda Blair. Linda Blair's at your house. This is the Exorcist.
Not the Exorcist. Wow.
That was scary.
She's possessed.
Yeah, yeah, you wanna kill my baby? You know what we finna do? First of all, first thing I'd do with this little girl if I was you, lady, is what my grandfather did to me one time when he heard me cuss at church.
Oh, boy.
He shook my ass half to death.
Just a good shaking.
The brain came loose in my head. I think that was wrong with me.
That's what's wrong with you. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, my granddaddy shook.
Now we know.
You need to shake her.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.